Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Matthew Scott. Riots stir up Kenyan cities again, but rural gospel workers pray for more people to join their kingdom mission. Then, Choose Life Croatia helps women facing both danger and life or death decisions. But first, young people in Kenya are searching for something to live for. On Monday, riots broke out in cities across the nation on a significant anniversary. Steve Holman with Kenya Hope explains.
35 years ago on July 7, there was a massive riot in all the cities.
Anti-government riots. This year, police brutality has been a hot topic fueling protests.
The national government pretty much blockaded and closed down the centers of all those towns, and especially Nairobi, the center city.
31 people died in Monday's demonstrations, says Kenya's Human Rights Commission. The unrest isn't over yet, but Kenya Hope's national director, Ruben Komo, downplayed the July 7 riots. Holman explains that Kenya Hope's work among the Maasai people in Narok State is largely untouched by events in the capital.
What happens there will not change their life. They're already in a situation where while money is given and money supposedly sent, the projects that you and I take for granted, like reasonable roads, public water systems, elementary schools, even though the money's been allocated, it doesn't reach there because of corruption.
What Kenya Hope needs most right now is more gospel workers. Ask God to call young people to work in His kingdom. Also, in Indonesia, the law permits Christianity, yet having gatherings often meets obstacles. Bruce Allen from FMI recalls the recent attack on June 27.
And about 200 residents of a neighborhood in the province of West Java, Indonesia, stormed a private home where Christian youth had gathered for a retreat.
They destroyed property and terrified the attendees. The attack happened allegedly because the event was held in a place not designed for worship. However, the same concern does not affect Muslim meetings outside mosques.
So the Christians see a double standard at play, and that's what disturbs them the most.
Coming from Friday prayers with banners and chants, the attack seemed planned. Police didn't act, and the 7 arrests may lead nowhere.
And while the Constitution does guarantee freedom of religion for Christians, that doesn't mean that there is no persecution.
Attacks remain isolated, but bureaucracy adds to the challenge. Starting a church requires a congregation of 90 and, above that, 60 signatures from often Muslim neighbors.
But it just shows that it's very important to cultivate good relations with your neighbors.
This love and forgiveness from believers often draw Muslim Indonesians to Christ. Visit missionnews.org to learn more. And finally, Ava was pregnant, alone, and depressed. Now she works, cares for her child, and gives glory to God. This is just one example of life transformation from Choose Life Croatia, a Life International partner. Anita Jovanovic is on the leadership team of Life International's Europe Hub. She says Choose Life Croatia helps young women avoid abortions.
Young women who don't have support. This is the clients that are coming to us. They were forced because of circumstances to consider abortion, and those who we met, they didn't want to abort.
Through biblical counseling, Choose Life Croatia introduces women to God and the value He places on preborn life. Along with prevention, they offer support to women who have lost their babies through abortion or sexual trauma.
One of our clients who went through healing, she became director of Secular Safe House, and now she invited us to have groups with those wounded women in safe houses who literally escaped for their lives.
Pray the Lord will provide financial support. Donating to support non-governmental organizations or NGOs is not common practice.
People think that if you work something which is for God, your payment is at heaven.
Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Matthew Scott.